then he would always grow some green that was much softer than the red sugar cane. That was more
green.
Green
sugar cane.
Just pure old green.
And then there's red sugar cane.
And there's red sugar cane. And you peeled it, of course, and chewed it. And it was good. And of course, he had his syrup mill and made his own syrup.
Her father is from Puerto Rico, and you know, they grow a lot of sugar cane in Puerto Rico, and so he knows a lot about sugar cane, and I have tasted it, but I didn't particularly care for it because it was in a juice form. You know, did you ever make juice out of sugar cane?
Well, you ground when it went through the mill, and you know, they caught it in a barrel, but I never did like it either, just to say catch it. It would be the same thing, but I much rather chew it. Than to, you know, you could go out there early in the morning. You always had to fix it in the wintertime. They start along, I'll say around 1st of November, making that up. And just before that, you know, would get killed. And you go out there early in the morning and the hitched a mule, you know, to it and round, round, around.
On the what? The grinder?
Yeah. We had a big pole that went hooked onto this grinder. And then that mill, that mule made a path round and round all day long. But you could go down, that cane was good and cold.
Yeah.
And catch the juice, and it was pretty good. But I'd rather chew it any day than to just go there and...
I don't blame you, I would too.
But now, they could really make some good syrup. I can't find it in the mall.
We used to, we was raising on syrup, and we had syrup and biscuit. That is right, but it's good eating. But they don't have it anymore, so we grew it after we were here. Your husband grew it some? Yes, we grew it until we were here. We'd been married eight years then when we moved here.
No, 9 years, because I got a son for 8. And we grew it 2 or 3 years, and I think it must have got killed or something that he didn't save the seed of it. And I, as I say, everybody knew it had a cane patch, but I don't know where it went.
How long ago did they, you know, did this sort of stop, you know, the sugar cane growing? How many years ago would you say?
I would say about... Well, they grow some, yes, but it's still not out of old-timey sugar cane. Now, that was about 35 years ago that they it just disappeared somehow or another. And they began to try to improve it, I think, but they didn't do it. It's just not sugar cane anymore, and it's hard, and you can't chew it. You know, I have a sister that lives in Louisiana, and they grow it out there.
Yeah.
But you don't chew it.
No. It's just like...
It's kind of hard.
For, I guess,
refinery
purposes.
Yeah. They make sugar out of there. They don't make syrup.
So,
my knowledge.
You know, was your husband a farmer? He's farmed all his life here?
Not all his life here. He come from Wilcox County.
Oh, your husband's from Wilcox.
He moved down in Irving County, I believe, when he was about 15 years old. He's been in Irving County ever since, except 1 year. The year that, which is 48 years ago, lived in Ben Hill.
Yeah.
That's the year Jerry was born. And all the other 4 children was raised born in Irving County.
What year was that Jerry was born?
Let me see, in 1929.
29.
September the 5th, 1929. If I didn't have all that set down in yonder, I think I would forget.
No, I doubt that.
But I was looking through the Irving County History Book. We have one, and
I bet that's